two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Let's talk taxes.
When you say let's talk taxes, do you secretly mean let's complain about taxes? Because I love that. I love that conversation. I love going down that road.
So I was a little surprised to hear that the Salt Lake County's 2023 budget includes a tax increase. Here's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson to explain what it means.
Under the approved tax rate, a home valued at $560,000 would be assessed $149.46 to support the library. Approximately 880,000 people, they say, live within the boundaries of the county library. Two-thirds of those are active library cardholders, making it one of the busiest library systems in North America.
Blame the library.
Yeah, property taxes are going through the roof, at least where I live. I'm in Davis County. This doesn't affect me directly, but I think this is the curse of saying yes to everything. Every time there's a bond that comes up, hey, do you want a new library? Do you want to fund an expansion? Do you want the library is sweet. Like, who says no to the library? Nobody. And that's why you're getting hit in the nose. How much did he say? For a library?
I've heard all kinds of amounts. We got Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton live on the line with us. We'll get to our conversation with her, and we'll ask her that in just a moment. But for me, it's not so much about the property taxes going up. I need a little bit of an explanation as to why brick and mortar libraries are still a big thing. Look, at every librarian in the state is going to hear this and think I'm anti-librarian. I'm not. You're wonderful. It's, you know, libraries have certainly been a big part of my kids' lives growing up. But now every book I read, I download off the Salt Lake County Library's free app. It's free. And I read it for free. And then I return it without even leaving my sofa in my living room. So, Amy, good morning.
Hello. Here I am, willing to be the poster child for tax increases. Thank you for calling and inviting me to be on your show.
Well,
we just put some words in your mouth, didn't we?
Did our producer tell you, like, we wanted to talk about, Wheeler Farm or something and all the field trips there? No, we want to talk about the library and the tax increase. Look, I am impacted by this. I live in Salt Lake County. I've lived here in Salt Lake County since 1990. Let's start with this. I'm a little confused about the amount per household.
Yeah.
So can you start with that, Amy?
Yeah, and in fact, I don't know where the number came from that whoever reported.
It was Mark,
said,
yeah,
because,
right.
Yeah, it's for an average home worth $560,000, the tax increase would be $30 a year or $2.50 per month. And just so you know, so the library budget is a little bit different. This is not the same as the Salt Lake County countywide budget. We didn't raise taxes for your countywide Salt Lake County budget this year at all. The library is a separate line item on your property tax statement. And the reason why is because Murray and Salt Lake City already had a library system in place. And so they have their own system and they pay for that out of a tax, but also out of their general fund for their cities. We can't use any countywide funds for our library because that wouldn't be fair to Murray and Salt Lake City residents, right? So we have the library as its own line item. It only can be funded with property tax and any fines we may collect. So the question is, do we value libraries as a community? And I'll tell you, to answer your question, Debbie, on why do we still need brick and mortar?
Yeah.
We really are, you know, we're evaluating that for sure, but we have parents who go in the morning for story time with their toddlers and their preschoolers. And while they're there, they check out a book. I did that when my kids were little.
Oh,
every
I did
single
too.
Week we would
I mean,
go
we
in.
Were totally and on so, the front row of the puppet shows all the time at the library. I mean, I know. I know that they're a big deal for a certain segment, particularly when your kids are little. But now that my kids are grown and in their 20s, I'm just old and I'm seeing less value in the local library, the brick and mortar library.
But let me tell you why it's still impacting you. We just built the Kearns Library the last few years. It is a hangout spot for a lot of kids who are latchkey kids who don't have somewhere to go after school and need a safe, happy, healthy place to go. And they go to the library. So each community kind of uses it for different purposes. There's some libraries where for people in that community, that's their source of the internet. That's where they go to apply for jobs, to get homework done. So there's different needs for different communities for sure. And I agree with you, Debbie. It depends on your stage of life, right? I mean, I go to the library when I need to pick up books. I run in, I grab the books I've reserved, I check them out and I go. And I don't just hang out there like I used to when my kids were young. But we have found, as we've talked to our Salt Lake County residents, that they value libraries. And how it still impacts us, even as grown adults that don't have children, is we want these kids in our community to have a safe place to go. And we value education and literacy. That helps decrease criminal element later on, or poverty, or some of these other ailments that you do end up paying through your taxes. And so a library system is a valuable part of a community for so many reasons. It helps keep our community strong.
Okay, a couple things. Number one, I would like to introduce both of you to Audible. Apparently, you guys have never heard of this before. Just download and listen to it. It's great. Also, way more expensive than a library. You say it went up $30 this year. What is the grand total? What would a Salt Lake County resident be paying for their library? Like, not month to month, but just kind of in a year, this is what it will cost you.
Yeah, so I think that's the number Mark gave you, was $150 or whatever. That's what the total all-in is. That's not the tax increase portion. That's the all-in, what an average resident is paying for the library system.
So I guess ultimately what I'm asking myself is, am I getting $150 worth of use out of the library?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can ask that, but then you can look at the other community benefit that comes from having a library system. And honestly, we've got people in our community who need it for other things that maybe those of us who aren't in poverty or don't, you know, we do have internet access at home, we don't need it for. So, you know, we are looking at a wide range of need there.
Yeah, I think that's... Amy, you bring up, and by the way, if you're just jumping on the line and you hear Salt Lake County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton, she's talking with us about the library and the slight increase. It's $2.50 a month increase per $560,000 home for the library, specifically for the library system. And you look, I never thought I could get confrontational with you over libraries. So, like, I don't want to become across as the Grinch here, but you bring up some very valid points that have escaped me over the years as I've gotten further and further away from taking my little ones to the library, because I don't have little ones anymore. That is the internet access. That is, not everybody in the world has a laptop at home, but you can go to the library and use a computer there. I do tend to like, paperback or hardcover books over reading books online. I'm just lazy now, so I don't get up and go to the library to check out a book. But there are some valuable considerations in the library. Is there any consideration at all, Amy, about maybe moving some of these library locations to, like, for example, city halls? We're building all these beautiful city halls. I mean, would that be a consideration that we could the county could share that expense with the local community, local city, and build a library there?
Well, I love this question because it's actually not city halls, because then you've got city and county kind of mixing and that gets interesting. But what we're looking at right now as a county, we're doing some studies to see what happens if we need or if we made it possible for you to obtain other county services at the library. I mean, what if you went to the library to get your passport or your marriage license?
Yes.
What if you were able to use, you know, the library for other county services to pay your taxes or things like that? And so we're actually evaluating that right now as a county of, we call it a new way to work. Do we need a big county building, or can we have other places to make it more convenient for our residents? And so we're actually studying that right now.
I love it. Thanks, Amy.
I appreciate it. Amy Winder Newton, thanks for joining us from the Salt Lake County Council. What I hear, Debbie, and this is, again, diving into this conversation, is a library worth it? Well, what I'm hearing is maybe the library itself, per se, is not worth it. The books, the checking out is not worth it. It's more of a holistic usage center, more of a multi-purpose mm-hmm. use center versus a library. And that maybe that has more value in my mind than just a library, because, again, every school has a library. Every elementary, junior high, high school has a library. Then we have the county library. Maybe we have a city library like I do in my city. We have a Kaysville City Library that is, you know, we have a county library. There just seems to be some redundancy on these books that nobody's.
I'm going to check and see if Heather Kelly is still in the traffic center. Are you still on the headset, Heather? Is it Lynn? Lynn Thomas, you there for us? I'm just wondering how long that backing still is. The last time we talked to Heather, it was miles and miles long. Is Lynn available to just jump on? We'll get with him in a moment. Dave, you have a family member you forgot to warn about the backing on I-15 because the freeway was closed for, it's been closed for 12 hours.
Uh-huh.
It just reopened. Lynn, you there?
Yes, I am.
How long's the backing?
The backing's about 7 miles now, all the way from 146 south down to Lehigh, prior to 2200 north, and barely crawling along with a whole lot of semis going up there now. So that major oil spill, a gas spill, and several vehicle crash has one of the worst accidents of several years. That's been there for 12 hours, I'm told.
Right.
So looking a little bit better for those in that mess right now, but it's going to take a little while. Once you get up to 146 south, you're getting a little bit of speed going to, in those two lanes, but still very, very slow down there in Lehigh.
Thanks, Lynn. We are watching the traffic camera now here in studio, and it's just, I don't know, it was like six or seven cars at a time in a kind of a cluster of cars, and they look like they're doing freeway speeds, Dave, but you just got an alert from your daughter.
Debbie, I'm in so much trouble right
now. You owe her.
I'm in so much trouble.
She owes you lunch. Tell everybody what you did.
She just sent me a text. Dad, I've been stuck in this traffic for 4 hours.
Oh my goodness.
I've known about it since 5:30 this morning, and I didn't text her.
Because she's driving to drive from Utah County into Salt Lake County, and it was at one point this morning, the Utah Highway Patrol got on the air here at KSL News Radio and said, stop coming from Utah County to Salt Lake County right now, because we not only have the road, the freeway closed down because of that spill. Oil spill, gas spill, 1,500 gallons. We also have all the side streets that are a mess because everybody's trying to get off the freeway. And we witnessed on the cameras people on the on-ramp trying to get on I-15 in the Lehigh area heading northbound, figuring out the road had been closed down and had been closed down for hours, and then making a U-turn on the off-ramp to head back in the opposite direction on the freeway. And I don't know what their intention was once they got back on the freeway, Dave, because that's a whole nother disaster as cars are coming in. But look at that backing right now. Your daughter's stuck in that.
Yeah, she's somewhere in there. Absolutely in there. I think it goes back to St. George. It kind of stretches.
Yeah.
That is just brutal.
A reminder to have more than a granola bar in your car on a wintry day when traffic is potentially shut down. And also keep it on KSL News Radio. Heather Kelly, Lynn Thomas, both doing a remarkable job, and our whole entire traffic team all morning long. The minute I woke up, I 5 a.m., I started listening, and they've done a remarkable job keeping everybody updated. Adam Adam, I don't know where you're from, but do you have a library in your neighborhood? And am I up in the night? Let's get back to the question. Am I up in the night for not being in love with brick and mortar libraries anymore? Did we lose Adam? Oh, Doug, are you there? Sorry, Doug.
I am.
Okay, I skipped ahead. Yeah, we can hear you. What do you think? Am I up in the night, not in love with brick and mortar libraries?
Well, you are, and to correct Dave, though, you were talking about the Kaysville Library. The Kaysville Library actually is a branch of the Davis Library System.
That wasn't always the case, though, right?
I don't think connection. It's actually not owned by the city. That's actually part of the Davis Library System.
Okay.
So that they're all under the county library system for all of Davis County. However, with that being said, there is a need for the library. Especially people who do not have access to computers. Yeah. There's still people out there who do not have access to computers. And personally, I like to go to the library. I like to check out books. And then, you know, because I only read a book once. So, you know.
Yeah, you don't have a big old collection.
I get it once, you know, keep it for a week and a half, you know, 2 weeks. And then, you know, take it back and then I'm on to the next book. So I think they still have some value to them.
Okay.
Doug, thanks for the phone call. And Jill in West Haven, do you have any strong feelings about the library? Are you all in? Are we going to get anybody that's kind of with Deb and I that think, you know, maybe the library's time has passed? What do you think?
Nope, I disagree. I think the library is awesome. I don't have little kids anymore, but I have a grandbaby, and it's fun to take her. They have lots of activities. Plus, we just went last night to one of the Salt Lake branches and used their multi-purpose room for a meeting that we could not have on the job site.
Okay.
And so they rent those, or not rent, but, you know, you can
reserve them or
sign up for those.
Schedule them
and use them for that.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Jill, from West Haven. There's another aspect of the library I missed a little bit, is that they usually sell books on the cheap once they're done with them, and they have this little – the library I used to go to have this little room where they're on clearance price. They're like a quarter, like 25 cents, 50 cents, at least back then. But I don't know about what inflation's done to that. I haven't bought one in a while. I do everything right now on the library's free app. So I read the books that I check out online. But to Doug's point, not everybody has a computer. So you guys are making some really valid points as to why these brick and mortar libraries are still of value to a lot of families. Is it Adam? Are we to Adam now?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. I called on you a little earlier, Adam, but here we are. So am I up in the night about the library?
I think you are. There's more to it than just books.
Do tell. I mean, I know there's the puppet shows. I've took my kids to plenty of those.
The new ones have lots of plethora of stuff. They've got sewing machines. They've got all kinds of stuff there.
Where's
that
this?
You could get me. There's sewing machines.
Sewing machines? So I can...
I actually heard there was a 3D printer.
3D printers. They've got 3D printers in a few of them. There's lots of stuff. There's classes. You can take classes there. There's lectures. People do lectures there. And just so you know, when the first came out, when we first had libraries, that's where the community went to debate, believe it or not, politics. You go there to debate. You go there to promote your, you know, new politician.
Yeah. So use it more as a community center.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. It's a community gathering of knowledge and prosperity. It's there for us to commune. It's other than a church. I mean, people would think that you go to the church and you feel like you're communing. Just so you know, knowledge is that's the direction we're supposed to go.
I feel like a loser, Adam, bagging on the library. But those are great points. I also did appreciate Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton jumping on the line with us and explaining how different communities use the libraries.
We just built the Kearns Library the last 2 years. It is a hangout spot for a lot of kids who are latchkey kids who don't have somewhere to go after school and need a safe, happy, healthy place to go.
Yeah, and if you look at it as a community center, okay, possibly. I could be intrigued. All I know is I don't know exactly what I'm spending, but I know in the Salt Lake County area, Amy Winter Newton just told us, you're spending about $150 a year on the library. And my question is, are you getting $150 worth of use out of it? Now, some people are. I think every one of our callers, you're probably getting $150 worth of use. I can tell you I have not been to my library, besides dropping off my ballot, in 15 years. So you add that up, how much money I have contributed to it, and I certainly haven't gotten my use out of it. And I'm telling you, that is not a full parking lot day in and day out.
Maybe you need to go there and hem a pair of pants with the sewing machine that's on site. Didn't know that existed. Thanks for your phone call. Straight ahead, we're going to return to our top national story. Brittany Griner, WNBA star Brittany Griner, released from Russian custody this morning.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home after months of being unjustly detained in Russia.
President Biden making the announcement. You heard it here first on KSL News Radio at about 6:30 this morning. Straight ahead, U.S. Marine Paul Whelan was not released from Russian custody, and he has been releasing statements about this from prison. Dave, we're going to get into that. You've been watching these prison these statements kind of come up on the screens here or the national news networks. And Paul Whelan does not seem pleased that he was the one that was left behind.
Checking out.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.